Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to your program AM Inspirations. I'm your host Yasmina Peterson, and we are having a wow month. And of course, I'm your host for this segment, and this is the Women of Worth segment, also our wow month. And we are joined in studio with none other than Amina B. Hanika, wellness therapist, and she's going to be joining us in studio for the rest of the month of August, being Women's Month. Amina, assalamu alaikum to you.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallah for having us on board. And what a beautiful day today, subhanallah.
Definitely, Amina, I'm getting excited as to what you have to share to the listener. And of course, we are going to be sharing this month and this series, being Women of Worth. Shukran so much for coming on board with us for this month of August. And of course, Amina, what is it that you will be sharing this morning?
Subhanallah, I believe that we as women need to empower ourselves. For those of you who don't know me, I'm an alternate health practitioner. I do natural healing, subhanallah, and through that I have developed my own workshops. I facilitate them as well, subhanallah, and in doing so, you see where the problems and the issues are in our communities and where the need is. And I am passionate about empowering our women. So those of you that know, I have gone through much in life, and I have used that to build myself, and I use those experiences to build other women, and I'm really passionate about making a difference in other women's lives, so we can become a better ummah, a better society. So subhanallah, so yes, our segment for this month, Women of Worth, wow. Firstly, our intention for today and for the rest of this month, inshallah, our intention is to facilitate these programs to the best of our ability for the sake of Allah. We want to please Allah first and foremost, and in the hope that those that listen, that their lives can also be transformed as we have been facilitating for many others by the grace and the power and the mercy of Allah, subhanallah. We need to remember, when we empower ourselves, we find our situations change. I've got a message here for our ladies. You are beautiful. You are smart. You are funny. You are kind. You are unique by Allah's design. You are worthy of love and affection. You are never too much, and you're always enough. You are precious, a diamond, a rose, a pearl, the most stunning all of Allah's creation. You are worth more than you have ever imagined. You are worth more than the numbers on the scale, the hair product you use, or the shoes you wear, more than how many girls wish they were you, or more than how many guys wish they had you, more than the price tag of your clothes, or the percentage on top of your maths test, or even more than the followers you have on Facebook and Twitter all put together. Your worth surpasses all of this, even if they were all put together, and all the earthly things, because you, in the eyes of Allah, are worthy, loved, and a sacred creation of Allah, and you are worth dying for. Regardless of who you think you are, whether you are a model on the runways or magazine, or you model the pottery with your granny, whether you are on the hot list or the not list, whether you are a cheerleader or a dropout at school, or most popular, or if you've never had anyone you could call a friend, whether you love yourself or love your life, or you can't stand to look at yourself in the mirror because you hate yourself, and you feel that everything in your life is falling apart, whether you're such a winner or you feel like you're the world's biggest failure, regardless of who you think you are, the reality is you deserve someone who would give you their life, because you are powerful, you are strong, you are capable. Read about the women in our deen. They changed the world. These women changed our destiny, and inside each and every one of us, there is a woman like this, a woman with the same power. We have the strength, the same world-changing capability, and your responsibility is to find that woman inside of you. So, set that woman free. This is who you are, and any voices in your mind that tell you different, or anyone for that matter, is not worth listening to. Let not Shaitan's whispers break you. You say, I am a beautiful creation of Allah. I am loved by Allah. I am guided and cherished by Allah. I am awesome as Allah has created me, and I have purpose by Allah's decree. And ladies, don't ever forget it. Subhanallah. I think this is so powerful. If we can just internalize this whole saying, this whole poem, subhanAllah, it can make a difference for us.
That is the voice of Amina B. Honecker sharing that inspirational poem with us. And I hope that those of you who are tuned in, inshallah, to also communicate with us on our WhatsApp line as well as our SMS line 47913. And that is, of course, our segment, Wow, Women of Worth. We've got a few minutes left before we end off with the segment. I've got about 10 minutes left before we end off with the segment. And of course, today being the 1st of August, being the Wednesday, we're going to be looking at who am I? You know, that is something in which I thought to myself, who am I?
I think we all go through that. Subhanallah, and society teaches who we are. But we need to ask ourselves, is this really so? We use in some scales to depict who we are, to tell us who we are. But we need to look further. We need to see who Allah sees who we are. Sisters, you are special. You're a special creation of Allah that has a role to fulfill in this world. Doesn't matter who you are. In the eyes of Allah, you matter. It's not what people say about you. Let us as women stop breaking ourselves down. Subhanallah, Allah has given us worth. Jannat lies at the feet of thy mother, meaning any woman for that matter, which means there's something special, there's something sacred about us. It's not going or saying this with ego. It is saying this, you know, yes, Jannat lies at our feet, which means we need to work at it as well. So it's not just going to be there. I need to work. Subhanallah. You know, women, we have capacity to build our ummah with great knowledge, with wisdom, strength, and Allah consciousness. We can make a difference. We need to stand in our own power to make a difference. Ladies, if you sit on the sidelines, we will be sidelined. That is something, when I heard that, I thought to myself, wow, that is actually quite true. So what is my role? And I started searching, because I said, I can't just be a wife and a mother. There's more to life. I'm not saying that that's not good. Subhanallah, in the eyes of Allah, being a wife, a housewife, and a mother is the highest status job ever. But there, in that, you can do more. I am so grateful to Allah that I am a housewife. Subhanallah, because through that, I was able to learn. I was able to do courses, and now I help other women by Allah's grace. I'm able to empower others, but because I'm a housewife, so yes, we are women that can multitask and do so much, so I don't only have to be a wife and a mother. There's purpose in that, because our children is an amanat from Allah. And if we are empowered, what do we do to these children? Subhanallah. You know, again, if we sit on the sidelines, we will be sidelined, and we have no one else to blame but ourselves. We need to learn our deen. As in our deen, we have so many privileges. We need to let go of our cultural blocks, as they hold us back and most of all take us away from our deen, from Allah. When we don't educate ourselves, what happens? I do not want to go to a male doctor. I want to go to a female doctor. I don't want to be taught by a male. I would love to be taught by a female, because she understands my issues. She understands my qualms. She understands my worries. Subhanallah. So, you know, someone might be saying now, this is the new era. Do we still have this? I work with this on a daily basis, where I have young ladies say, my mom or my dad has taken me out of school. Allahu Akbar. why do we do this to our children? Do we not see that education is part of deen? It's not secular education. All that education comes from Allah. So what are we doing over here? We're breaking these girls down. What do we do to the future ummah? So we need to ask ourselves, who am I? What is my purpose as a woman? We need to educate ourselves, and no one can do it for us but us. Subhanallah. I'm tired of sisters coming to me and saying, oh, I'm having sabr because this and this and this is happening to me. Get off your butts, ladies. Make the changes. Please, too many sisters are without an income or suffering because we don't have a mahram. There's no one to help us. Who's going to take care of us? You. Nowhere does Allah Azza wa Jal say that you can't do this for yourself. Too many divorced sisters are suffering out there. They need support. They need to support the kids as they earn a measly salary. Why? Because we haven't been empowered. We haven't been educated. Subhanallah. Ladies, and empowered women raises an empowered nation. Look at the lives of the Sahabiyya. In Islam, we were liberated 1,400 years ago. It is us who has put ourselves back in that space. This is why the Western world looks at us the way they do. So we need to stand in our own power and take back that power. We're not oppressed. We are the ones that oppress ourselves. We need to change our mindsets from our cultures, our attitudes. We have so many rights. Subhanallah. Here's a beautiful quote. I wish I could show you when you are lonely or in darkness the astonishing light of your own being, by Hafiz. Subhanallah, what does this say about who we are? This light that is within us, we need to shine. And that can only happen when we as women educate ourselves.
Amina B, shukran so much for sharing those powerful words with us. And I want to take you back here into the topic of discussion, which is, who am I? So now, for those listening at the moment, for those wanting to know, who am I, do you suggest that they ask themselves the question and they jot down what is it that they want to accomplish in life? What is it that they feel they know they are worth?
I think, you know, yes, jotting it down is one thing. But we need to see ourselves in perspective from Allah, conscious space, should I say. Not just in relation to insan or who insan thinks I am. Too often we want to say I am nothing, because subhanAllah, Allah creates everything with a purpose. And Allah says, I've created you to worship me. But in worship, there's so many different aspects. Being a mom is also worshipping Allah. Being a woman, being a housewife, being a doctor is also worshipping Allah. So we need to look at ourselves and say, what is my purpose? Jot down, what is your purpose? What do you think is your purpose? And then do the searching. Because too often we want to just sit back, oh, I'm just so, or I'm just this. And we don't do anything about it. We don't move forward in life then, because now we've boxed ourselves. We've placed ourselves in this, oh, I'm just a housewife. I use housewife often because a lot of the women are housewives. Or for that matter, someone would just say, oh, I'm just a secretary, or I'm just an accountant. Look at what you do in relation to Allah, because subhanAllah, even being an accountant, you're serving Allah. So we need to look at ourselves through the bigger picture, not just small-mindedness, just in the now. Look at the bigger picture, because you partake in whatever is happening in this dunya with what you do and how you serve Allah. Being the wife at home, you're raising an ummah. These kids impact the rest of the community. Being a doctor, you're not just being a doctor, but you're serving Allah. So look at the bigger picture, how you're serving Allah from whatever you are doing, and see your purpose in that, subhanAllah. Give it essence, in other words.
Definitely, I'm going to be. And you know, a lot of people will probably think that, you know, I don't have the time for this. I'm too busy with the kids. I'm too busy with my job, maybe, and coming home.
Absolutely.
You know, and I feel that it's a lot to do with fear as well.
Absolutely.
What's your thoughts on this?
That is why also a lot of the times I need to go off from that quickly, is that we feel so stuck in the rut because we've taken a lot out of it also. So yes, put back that essence again into what it is that you are doing, and then you will see, yes, it's also fear, Yasmina. We need to remember that no matter what it is that you do, see Allah in that. You know, there's so many people that I know that are street sweepers. I have the dirt truck guy that comes to my place on a Friday. Subhanallah, this man has the most amazing demeanor, and he does his work with pride, and this man is a Maulana.
Wow.
And he comes, and the beautiful wishes that I get, I am inspired when this man talks to me. He reminds me of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, subhanAllah, we would look at him, he's just this dirt truck driver. But no, I don't see that. He comes to my door, and every time he leaves me with nasiha. Isn't that serving Allah? He does his job proudly. So we need to bring Allah into what we are doing and see our purpose. SubhanAllah, just taking this dirt truck driver, if we didn't have them, we would be staying in filth. So we need to see everything in relation to the purpose, to its, you know, what is my purpose in this? It does not matter where you are in your life or what you are doing. You have a purpose in that by Allah's decree. Subhanallah. And we are all needed.
Shukran so much for that. That now brings us to the end of our segment. And before I end off, I'm going to read any last words from your side.
Subhanallah. Ladies, the choice is yours. Even the gentlemen, subhanAllah, choice is yours. You have the ability to make shifts in your life. You take the moments and make them yours. Take the opportunities to learn, to grow, to make a difference. Because only you can do it.
The voice there of Amina B. Hanika, shukran so much once again for joining us in studio, and I hope that you have truly benefited from this segment, and join us once again for another edition of our Wow segment, Being the Woman of Worth. Amina B., assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And remember people, stay awesome because Allah made you so.